Don't worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God to begin with, in the book of Zephaniah, Zephaniah chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. The word of the Lord which came to Zephaniah, the son of Cushai, the son of Gedaliah, and the son of Amariah, and the son of Hezekiah in the days of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah. I will utterly consume everything from the face of the land, says the Lord. I will consume man and beast. I will consume the birds of the heavens, the fish of the sea, and the stumbling blocks along with the wicked. I will cut off man from the face of the land, says the Lord. I will stretch out my hand against Judah and against all the inhabitants of Jerusalem. I will cut off every trace of Baal from this place, the names of the idolatrous priests with the pagan priests, those who worship the host of heaven on the housetops, those who worship and swear oaths by the Lord, but who also swear by Milcom, those who have turned back from following the Lord and have not sought the Lord nor inquired of him. Be silent in the presence of the Lord God, for the day of the Lord is at hand. For the Lord has prepared a sacrifice. He has invited his guests. And it shall be in the day of the Lord's sacrifice that I will punish the princes of the king's children and all such as are clothed with foreign apparel. In the same day, I will punish all those who leap over the threshold, who fill their master's houses with violence and deceit. And there shall be on that day, says the Lord, the sound of a mournful cry from the fish gate, a wailing from the second quarter, and a loud crashing from the hills. Wail, you inhabitants of Maktesh. For all the merchant people are cut down. All those who handle money are cut off. And it shall come to pass at that time that I will search Jerusalem with lamps and punish the men who are settled in complacency, who say in their heart, the Lord will not do good, nor will he do evil. Therefore their goods shall become booty, and their houses a desolation. They shall build houses, but not inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards, but not drink their wine. The great day of the Lord is near. It is near and hastens quickly. The noise of the day of the Lord is bitter. There the mighty men shall cry out. That day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of devastation and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, a day of trumpet and alarm, against the fortified cities and against the high towers. I will bring distress upon men, and they shall walk like blind men, because they have sinned against the Lord. Their blood shall be poured out like dust, and their flesh like refuse. Neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in the day of the Lord's wrath. But the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy, for he will make speedy riddance of all those who dwell in the land. End of Zephaniah chapter 1. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for the grace and the power of your word. Thank you for the insight and the understanding found in your word. And thank you for the opportunity for us to walk with you in prayer in your word as well. More and more empower us and teach us to be the house of prayer, the praying people you've called us to be. Help us to recognize that just as your word spoke mightily to the people of the day it was first spoken, you speak mightily to us as well. Help us to be wise enough to listen with our hearts and our ears and our eyes and our understanding. And help us to be much more faithful hearers and doers of your word. We thank and we praise you for the grace of your word. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Isaac Jackson. Isaac is going to lead us in a word of prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, I ask that you'd speak to us. I ask that you'd speak to our hearts, and I ask that we'd be listening. Father, I ask that we'd be more proactive, that we wouldn't wait for us to hit rock bottom to respond to your word, but that we'd diligently seek you because you are good. I ask that you'd grow us in faith, that you'd grow us in obedience, that you'd grow us in strength. Father, you are the great teacher, and I ask that we would more and more in every moment follow your word. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. We are very blessed and honored to have as a phone guest today, Pastor Brent Barker. He's the pastor of Emmanuel Baptist Church in Grenada, Mississippi. Pastor Barker, how are you today?
Doing very well. Thank you, Pastor Parker. Good to be with you today.
An honor to have you on the broadcast. And I would mention that my wife, Bertie, and I had the privilege of being with you and your congregation just a few months ago. And we're blessed to be there. And part of our being there, of course, was we were on an ongoing basis. My wife, Bertie, and I are doing fundraising for our pregnancy ministry, the Pregnancy Care and Hope Center ministry. And you all very graciously and generously gave and were a great, great blessing. And we really, really do appreciate that. But that day you preached a powerful message in the book of Zephaniah. And you know, Pastor Barker, I know from my experience, you don't really hear a whole lot of sermons about Zephaniah. So I want to ask if you'll take a few moments to further introduce yourself and tell our listeners about Emmanuel. And then we're going to graciously give you, we're grateful to have you to be able to share the essence of the wisdom and the powerful message you shared about the book of Zephaniah. But if you'll take time now to further introduce yourself and tell our listeners about you and about Emmanuel Baptist Church as well.
Well, thank you, Pastor Parker. Yes, Emmanuel Baptist Church, Grenada, Mississippi. I've been pastor for 13 years. We're located just south of the city of Grenada on Highway 51 South. The actual address is 245 Meadowbrook Drive. And we would love to have you visit at any time. I started focusing on Zephaniah actually when I was in seminary at New Orleans Baptist Theological Seminary. It was one of my first Old Testament courses, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah. And so I've developed an affection for this book, and in preparation for several revivals that I'd been invited to preach, I decided to focus on this book and give it some more time. And so therefore, it's a very applicable book and message for our day today. And I appreciate the opportunity to share this information.
All right. Well, thank you again. And you know, I just would mention just kind of a general point. You know, one, Pastor Barker, one of the truths about Old Testament prophets is in some form or another, a major message from the prophets, of course, was one of calling God's people simply to repent, to turn from sin, and to turn back to God. And every single prophet, in some form or another, that seemed to be a part of their messages then. So anything specific you can share about why repentance was important to prophets in as a whole, but to Zephaniah in particular?
Yes. You made reference to what some scholars call the prophetic cadence, and that is true of Zephaniah. He points out the reasons for God's judgment, the sinful choices that Israel, Judah had made, and it calls them to repentance. I'll just share a couple of distinctives as we start with Zephaniah and talking about his prophecy. The first thing is Zephaniah describes the great day of the Lord, which is Judgment Day, more graphically than any other of his predecessors, any other of the prophets, including Amos and Isaiah. The second thing I would note is that Zephaniah, the very first verse there, gives an extensive ancestry, lineage of his, of where he came from and who his family was. And this is very important because Zephaniah was the great-great-grandson of King Hezekiah, and he was the first prophet of royal descent. And this gave Zephaniah a familial stake as well as a spiritual stake in the well-being of the inhabitants of Judah. So not only as a preacher-prophet, the spiritual dynamic, he also had a family stake in the matter. It was having to do with his own family. And then the third thing I'd say is that Zephaniah's prophetic preaching prepared the way for revival in Judah under King Josiah, which you find that in 2 Chronicles chapter 34 and following. And so those three things are so important. And the revival came as a result of Zephaniah's proclamation and call to repentance. And so, yes, very, very powerful words.
Well, just a question, Pastor Parker. Would you say that the revival that took place under the rulership of King Josiah, so in other words, Josiah himself was heavily affected by the message from Zephaniah as well?
I absolutely believe that. In fact, verse 1 says, in the days of Josiah, the son of Amon, king of Judah. So Zephaniah's prophetic preaching ministry had a direct effect on that young 8-year-old Josiah. He started out as an 8-year-old, and then as he moved into his 20s, began to implement these reforms. And actually, one of the reforms was to reintroduce the Passover. And I'll make reference to that in just a little bit as we move through. The Passover had been neglected for over 400 years. And Josiah reintroduced the observance of Passover, which of course is significant in the redemption plan of God for his people.
Amen. Amen. So is it correct to say that he was the first king of Israel to reintroduce the Passover?
Well, Josiah was after that 400 period of negligence. So yes, it's very significant.
And
then Zephaniah, yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, so see, neither King David nor Solomon observed the Passover then, did they?
Well, I'm not quite sure to say for sure on that, but I just know that the time frame that was in place there, I don't have those details in my mind at this moment.
But I see. Okay. Anyway,
yeah. But Zephaniah, the beautiful thing about the book of Zephaniah is it consists of three chapters, and you read the first one. We'll read the second and third one in just a little bit. But the first one describes the great day of the Lord, which is Judgment Day. And as I said before, he uses terminology unlike any other prophet. For instance, in verse 2, utterly consume everything from the face of the land.
Pastor Bark, I'm going to have to jump in right here, and we're going to pick up right there on the other side of the break. Our phone guest today is Pastor Brent Barker, the pastor of Emmanuel Baptist Church in Grenada, Mississippi, as we look at the book's insights from the book of Zephaniah. We'll be right back.
To give you all the praise.
music of Planet Shakers with Only Way, a reminder that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation and eternal life. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Thanks for being a part of our listening family. Picking up now reading from the book of Zephaniah, chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. Gather yourselves together. Yes, gather together, O undesirable nation. Before the decree is issued, or the day passes like chaff, before the Lord's fierce anger comes upon you, before the day of the Lord's anger comes upon you, seek the Lord, all you meek of the earth, who have upheld his justice. Seek righteousness, seek humility. It may be that you will be hidden in the day of the Lord's anger. For Gaza shall be forsaken, and Ashkelon desolate. They shall drive out Ashdod at noonday, and Ekron shall be uprooted. Woe to the inhabitants of the seacoast, the nation of the Cherethites. The word of the Lord is against you, O Canaan, land of the Philistines. I will destroy you, so there shall be no inhabitants. The seacoast shall be pastures, with shelters for shepherds and folds for flocks. The coast shall be for the remnant of the house of Judah. They shall feed their flocks there. In the house of Ashkelon, they shall lie down at evening, for the Lord their God will intervene for them and return their captives. I have heard the reproach of Moab and the insults of the people of Ammon, with which they have reproached my people and made arrogant threats against their borders. Therefore, as I live, says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, surely Moab shall be like Sodom, and the people of Ammon like Gomorrah, overrun with weeds and salt pits, and a perpetual desolation. The residue of my people shall plunder them, and the remnant of my people shall possess them. This they shall have for their pride, because they have reproached and made arrogant threats against the people of the Lord of hosts. The Lord will be awesome to them, for he will reduce to nothing all the gods of the earth. People shall worship him, each one from his place, indeed all the shores of the nations. You Ethiopians also shall be slain by my sword, and he shall stretch out his hand against the north, destroy Assyria, and make Nineveh a desolation, as dry as the wilderness. The herd shall lie down in her midst. Every beast of the nation, both the pelican and the bittern, shall lodge on the capitals of their pillars. Their voice shall sing in the windows. Desolation shall be at the threshold, for he will lay bare the cedar work. This is the rejoicing city that dwelt securely, that said in her heart, I am it, and there is none besides me. How has she become a desolation, a place for beasts to lie down? Everyone who passes by her shall hiss and shake his fist. Verses 1 through 15, all of Zephaniah chapter 2. Thank you, Lord, again for the wisdom of your word. Thank you, Father, for how that amongst other things you use your servants, the prophets in the Old Testament, to call your people to repentance. And Lord, we pray for every believer listening. We pray for the church of the Lord Jesus Christ as a whole. Father, pour out your spirit of repentance on us individually and as a nation. Help us to recognize, Lord, that in many ways, big ways and in little ways as well, we've not loved you or loved one another. We've not walked in obedience to your word. Lord, touch us. Help us to repent of any and all the wrong we've done individually and as the church as a whole. Stir us, Lord. Forgive us, Lord, and stir us to a life of greater commitment to you, a life of obedience, a life of love for you and your word. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our phone guest today is Pastor Brent Barker. He's the pastor of Emmanuel Baptist Church in Grenada, Mississippi. And today we're looking at insights from the book of Zephaniah. Pastor Barker, if you can pick up where you left off before the break there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. As we were just talking about, the first chapter of Zephaniah paints a bleak picture of devastating judgment. And Zephaniah tells us that the only appropriate response in the face of such a catastrophe is to be silent. In the presence of the Lord, the silence is prompted by a reverential fear of God. In fact, Zephaniah chapter 1, verse 7, specifically the prophet says, be silent in the presence of the Lord. David's son, King Solomon, echoed that sentiment in Ecclesiastes when he said, draw near to hear rather than to give sacrifice of fools. Draw near to hear. And then he said in Ecclesiastes 5:2, for God is in heaven, you're on earth, therefore let your words be few. So when we pray, we need to be in listening mode rather than just a speaking mode. We need to learn to listen to the voice of the Lord. And no better way than to pray scripture and to allow the word of God to speak into our hearts. And then, of course, when someone else is praying, listening, remaining engaged to their prayer. I often, in my prayer life, when I'm praying with other people, I keep a blank pad of paper and I'll jot down words or phrases that the other person or people pray, and God speaks powerfully through that. So I want to just lead us in a word of prayer, and I know I'll be speaking this prayer, but as I do, maybe have a blank sheet of paper down and let God speak. You have a listening ear to the Holy Spirit as I pray. Father, as we think about the book of Zephaniah and these tremendous, catastrophic words of judgment, it's a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, devastation, destruction, clouds, thick darkness, trumpet and alarm. Father, the day of the Lord, the great day of the Lord is a catastrophic time, and it's prompted to create a sense of reverential fear in our hearts as we think about that great day. And of course, it was the day of judgment coming upon Judah, but also a future prophecy of the great day of the Lord, when we'll all stand before him and give an account of our lives. It's a day of trembling, a day of reverential fear. And so, Lord, may we take time to be silent before you and hear your voice as you speak. And I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And then,
amen.
Then, of course, as you just finished reading chapter two, we move from the prophet saying, be silent in the presence of the Lord in the face of impending judgment. And then there's the call to gather together in corporate prayer. Chapter 2, verse 1, gather yourselves together. Yes, gather together. It's a repeated emphasis here. And I'd say there's four befores. He says, gather before, and there's four befores. And the first one is, he says, gather before the decree is issued. That's saying gather before it's too late to gather. Second, he says, gather before the day passes. So there's an immediacy about it. And do it now. And then gather before the Lord's anger comes upon you. And by the way, chapter 2 is incredible because it speaks of God's progressive judgment. And as you read that section of scripture, it progresses from the west, Gaza, to the east, Moab, to the south, Ethiopia, to the north, Syria. And then, lest Judah think, oh, he's judging all the nations around us, then he brings the hammer down and says, you, O Judah, will be at the center of judgment. Judgment begins at the house of God and then proceeds from there to the whole earth. Zephaniah 3:8, we'll read that in just a minute. It says, all the earth shall be devoured by my jealousy. So to come together, and why do we come together corporately to pray? or two or three gathered in God's name. It's in Zephaniah 2:3, he says, to seek the Lord. So we're to seek him, to beat down and trample a path into the presence of the Lord. And so that's why prayer is such a powerful mechanism that our Lord has put in place that gives his people the opportunity to seek him in righteousness and in humility and as a shelter. By the way, Zephaniah's name means the Lord hides. And so in the face of the great day of the judgment of God being poured out, Zephaniah says, the Lord is our shelter. He's our hiding place. And so rather than running away from him, we run to him. So we seek the Lord. We seek him and seek him in holiness and seek him in humility. Mm-hmm. And so, yes.
Well, I wanted to ask you, Pastor Barker, would you, something you alluded to earlier in relation to, you know, we spoke of how that Zephaniah apparently prophesied and had an effect on the life and the administration of King Josiah. Would you pray for governmental leaders today, as well as spiritual leaders, that they would repent and return their hearts and their minds to the Lord?
Yes. Thank you. Father in heaven, our King and ruler and sustainer, Lord, you are our monarch. You are our King. And I come before the King of Kings on behalf of rulers, of world rulers and leaders right now, Father, across this world, asking you, God, to move the hearts of the kings and leaders around the world toward you in a spirit of repentance, Lord, that they would stop in their tracks and come to a point where Zephaniah's words said, be silent in the presence of God. Lord, we live in a world that's filled with chatter, a world filled with distractions, a world filled with self-consumption. And today, Father, our consumer consumption ought to be of you, to run to you, to seek you. I pray that our kings and leaders and rulers would seek the heart of God today and recognize how far away we've turned from the living God, our Creator. And the day of judgment is not a fairy tale. The day of judgment is a real day that's coming. We learn from history. God's word was true and accurate, and it's still true and accurate today. And so we're trusting and praying for a spirit of repentance to fill the hearts and minds of kings and rulers around the world, even now, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know, Pastor Barker, I think of this too, that, you know, it's powerful to think of this, that Zephaniah's preaching and prophetic ministry probably had a great effect on Josiah and his whole administration. How important it is for us as pastors and spiritual leaders today to recognize that we serve a God that can speak through us, and as we boldly speak the truth of God's word and the truths that his Spirit call us to share, that we too can have a major effect on our culture, on leaders, and the church as a whole as well. How important it is that we never underestimate what God can do to us when we boldly obey him in big ways and little ways as well. So we're coming up on a break in a few moments, though. So on the other side of the break, I'm going to ask if you would take time to pray further for spiritual leaders to boldly proclaim what we know to be true, as well as lead people in standing for truth, too, as a whole. And also, in the last segment, we want to take time specifically to pray for the nation of Israel as well. And if you'll comment on how you see Zephaniah in relation to Israel today, would appreciate that as well. Lord, thank you, Lord, for the fact that you've called us as the church to be your vessel in the world, to speak truth to a world that desperately needs to hear it. Stir us to be a people, Lord, that are faithfully proclaiming your truth, faithfully listening to your word and your Holy Spirit, and boldly, in love, speaking the truth that people's lives can be touched and transformed by the power of your Holy Spirit. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our phone guest is Pastor Brent Barker. He's the pastor of Emmanuel Baptist Church in Grenada, Mississippi. As we're looking at insights from the book of Zephaniah, we'll be right back. Music of Andrew Peterson with Is He Worthy? Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Picking up now reading in the book of Zephaniah, Zephaniah chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. Woe to her who is rebellious and polluted, to the oppressing city. She has not obeyed his voice. She has not received correction. She has not trusted in the Lord. She has not drawn near to her God. Her princes in her midst are roaring lions. Her judges are evening wolves that leave not a bone till morning. Her prophets are insolent, treacherous people. Her priests have polluted the sanctuary. They have done violence to the law. The Lord is righteous in her midst. He will do no unrighteousness. Every morning he brings his justice to light. He never fails, but the unjust knows no shame. I have cut off nations. Their fortresses are devastated. I have made their streets desolate, with none passing by. Their cities are destroyed. There is no one, no inhabitant. I said, surely you will fear me. You will receive instruction, so that her dwelling would not be cut off, despite everything for which I punished her. But they rose early and corrupted all their deeds. Therefore, wait for me, says the Lord, until the day I rise up for plunder. My determination is to gather the nations, my assembly of kingdoms, to pour on them my indignation, all my fierce anger. All the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. For then I will restore to the people a pure language, that they all may call on the name of the Lord, to serve him with one accord. From beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, my worshipers, the daughter of my dispersed ones, shall bring my offering. In that day you shall not be ashamed for any deeds in which you transgress against me. For then I will take away from your midst those who rejoice in your pride, and you shall no longer be haughty. In my holy mountain I will leave in your midst a meek and humble people, and they shall trust in the name of the Lord. The remnant of Israel shall do no unrighteousness and speak no lies, nor shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth. For they shall feed their flocks and lie down, and no one shall make them afraid. Sing, O daughter of Zion! Shout, O Israel! Be glad and rejoice with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem! The Lord has taken away your judgments. He has cast out your enemy, the King of Israel. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall see disaster no more. In that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, "Do not fear, Zion. Let not your hands be weak. The Lord your God in your midst, the Mighty One, will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. I will gather those who sorrow over the appointed assembly who are among you, to whom its reproach is a burden. Behold, at that time I will deal with all who afflict you. I will save the lame and gather those who were driven out. I will appoint them for praise and fame in every land where they were put to shame. At that time I will bring you back, even at the time I gather you, for I will give you fame and praise among all the peoples of the earth when I return your captives before your eyes, says the Lord." Verses 1 through 20, all of Zephaniah chapter 3. Lord, thank you again for your word. Thank you for the fact that your word powerfully affected your people at that time, and your word powerfully touches and affects us today. More and more, help us to be people that give heed diligently to your word, who are faithful to hear and do your word. We thank and praise you in Jesus' name. We do pray. Amen. Our phone guest today is Pastor Brent Barker. He's the pastor of Emmanuel Baptist Church in Grenada, Mississippi. And we're looking at insights from the book of Zephaniah. Pastor Barker, if you'll pick up there where you left off, please.
Yes. Before the break, you had asked me to pray for spiritual leaders and to be bold in our day as they were in Zephaniah's day. Mm-hmm. And as you were reading chapter 3 and you came to the final three words of the book and of the end of chapter 3, those words are, "says the Lord." Mm-hmm. And Zephaniah begins his prophetic word with the word of the Lord, and he ends, "says the Lord." Mm-hmm. His prophetic message was framed within the words saying, "Thus says the Lord." One of the characteristics of a bold spiritual leader is someone who is not afraid of man and is willing to boldly speak God's word. Zephaniah chapter 3, I labeled this the requirements for revival. And I took verse number 2, and I'll reread it and then explain. Zephaniah said, "Israel has not obeyed my voice. She has not received correction. She's not trusted in the Lord. Neither has she drawn near to her God." I reversed those negatives and believe that this is a very powerful insight into the requirements for revival, and that is obedience, number one. So when we pray, as we pray, "Oh God, may your leaders be obedient to you, that your people may be obedient, that they may be willing to receive correction." We need to be humble before the Lord and allow him to correct us at every point and every turn. And then the third requirement is to trust to put our trust and confidence in the Lord, and then finally to draw near. He said, draw near. James, the half-brother of Jesus, said, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Mm-hmm. And then ultimately, God's desire is for all men. He's not willing that any should perish. Mm-hmm. And we find that the words of the gospel in Zephaniah 3:9, that they all may call on the name of the Lord. A phrase echoed by the apostle Paul in Romans chapter 10, verse 13, whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so Zephaniah, bold. And let me pray. Let me pray for spiritual leaders today to be bold like Zephaniah was. And it will make a difference in our culture today. Father, thank you for Zephaniah's boldness. As we said in the beginning, his message, his prophetic word was stronger than any of his contemporaries, even Amos, even Isaiah. And Lord, thank you for this bold prophet of God, who had a lot to lose. His heritage was of royal lineage, the great great grandson of Hezekiah. And he could have turned a deaf ear to the things the Lord was saying and catered to the people. But he was faithful and bold. And I pray for boldness today and in our spiritual leaders, in my own life and in Pastor Parker's life as well. And I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Barker. Our time is just about gone. Would you take a few moments now, just maybe another 60 seconds or so, to pray for Israel and the nation of Israel?
Yes, sir. I sure will. Father, today we lift up the nation of Israel, God's chosen people, and we pray today for the land of Israel and for the leaders in Israel. And we just pray, as you commanded us to in your word, for the peace of Jerusalem. And we pray, Father, for world leaders. We know all eyes are on Israel, and we just entrust your word and your will. That Zephaniah said to wait on the Lord, and waiting is not easy. It requires lordship. It requires, it reveals our faith. And so may we wait upon the Lord as you work. Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength, mount up with wings as eagles, run and not be weary, walk and neither will they faint. Lord, today, we trust you. We rely on you. We wait on you. For your will to be accomplished, your will done on earth as it's being done in heaven. Thank you for this time of prayer and focus through the prophet Zephaniah. I ask these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Barker. Thank you so much again just for sharing the insights on the book of Zephaniah with us today. As we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you're listening today, and you've never made the eternally important decision of asking Christ to come into your heart to be the Lord and Savior of your life, today is a wonderful day to be saved, a wonderful day to commit your heart and your whole life to the Lord. The day of judgment is coming. And remember, those that will go to heaven are people who know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. If you'd like to make that step and commit your heart and whole life to Him, would you from your heart pray this prayer with me even now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you came into the world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent. And I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. be the Lord and Savior of my life. In your word, you told us, whoever calls in the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, today, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all the rest of my life. Help me to read your word daily. Help me to seek you in prayer daily. Help me to follow you every day. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you pray that prayer, we're very much wanting to connect with you. Once again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We'd like to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Please, please be sure and get in touch with us. Once again, that email, joseph@afr.net. Pastor Barker, thank you so much again for being with us, and thank you for sharing the insight and the wisdom from the book of Zephaniah that you shared today. Would you share one more time website information if someone wants to get information about you or the ministry of Emmanuel Baptist Church?
Yes, sir. Website, emmanuelbapt.org. emmanuelbapt.org.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us today, Pastor Barker.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.